In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for Lyteri is based on Psalm 23 and the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Thus far the text. Well, we just got done singing it, and we all pretty much know it, and if we don't, then we should. Psalm 23. It's known to be the most memorized psalm in the Bible. It's a blessed psalm that many turn to in their times of trial and suffering in this fallen, broken world. And rightly so, because it's a psalm among all the others that offers the comforting words of our Lord. Words that create and sustain faith and trust. Words that tell you that you are taken care of and that there is no need for you to want. And yet, don't you find yourselves ever looking over to the other side of the fence, where the grass always seems to be greener? The world's flashy advertisements, your sinful flesh's covetous desires, and the devil's non-stop enticements are ever telling you, you don't have enough. More stuff is needed in order to bring you happiness. You place yourselves in the have-not category, always grumbling that you're incomplete. And in essence, what you are saying to God is that he has not given you enough. Of course, there are also the haves of the world as well. You think that you have everything that you need. So you throw God's word to the wind and trample it under your feet, just like those in the Gospel of St. Luke who were invited to the great banquet but declined to come because of their concern for material goods. So whether it's riches on the right or poverty on the left, God's word and the faith that it creates and sustains is always under constant attack. This miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 men, which our dear Lord Jesus performed in the wilderness with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, is recorded in the Holy Scripture so that you might read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest it, so that you would be brought to trust in God's providing you with everything that you need. Year after year, our Lord brings his sustenance. In the winter, most trees go bare, having their leaves lost and no fruit bear. But as soon as spring or summer arrive, the trees put forth leaves, and fruit comes in immense proportions. The same is true for grain. The fields sit there frozen and covered with snow, without one blade of grass to be seen. And yet, when the seasons change, the grain grows from the earth and is gathered into huge, abundant piles. And yet, who is it that clothes the trees with fruit? And who is it that causes the grain to grow in abundance? Is it not he who with only two fish and five loaves of bread fed the 5,000? And yet still, your good old reason gets in the way. Your human fallen reason says, well, of course, that happens with the trees and the fields and many other things each and every year, but those certainly aren't unusual things. Those aren't wondrous. Now, feeding 5,000 men with two fish and five loaves, that's unusual. That's wondrous. That's a miracle. Well, as Luther put it in his sermon on this text, the devil thanks you for your limited observation of God. That this one-time feeding of the 5,000 men is looked upon as unusual and miraculous, while a single kernel of corn producing many returns is looked upon, it's just a usual everyday given, is not the fault of God and his providence, but instead it is because of unbelief. It's because your old Adam remains so blind and hard-headed that you cannot recognize God's everyday miraculous works. Repent. Our text reveals that those who have not do not need to worry, and that those who have should not take things for granted and be wasteful. Will you learn from this text? Will you recognize God's wonders and from them learn to rely only upon him? With the devil, the world, and your sinful flesh always at work on you, the faith that God creates and sustains will always be under siege. Whether you have much or whether you have little, Christians are to be content because God does give you everything that you need. And your contentment is in Christ, who is everything. What Christ did in the wilderness with these 5,000, he can, does, and will do again and again. If not in superabundance, then certainly in sufficient care of necessity. Christ is the Lord, who is our shepherd, who brings you to not want. He is the one who brings you to lie down in green pastures, reminding you of how weak you truly are, how you are like the grass of the field, here one day and gone the next. He is the one who leads you to quiet waters because he leads you to himself in the quiet waters of holy baptism. It is there that your souls are rescued. It is there that he begins to lead you in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. For as the Old Testament makes clear, his name is the Lord, our righteousness. And it has been attached to you by God-given faith. Yes, you will walk through the valley of the shadow of death because this is a fallen, broken world full of imperfection, full of every kind of sin that can even be imagined. But you shall fear no evil because the one who has fed the 5,000 conquered evil through his crucifixion. Death has no reign over you because Christ died already in your place. God is with you to see you through this valley of tears. He is with you through his word and his sacraments. His rod and his staff, they do comfort you because the law and the gospel within God's word properly point you to the only way to the Father. Your enemies may very well be all around you because you cannot escape from yourselves. But taste and see that the Lord is good. He is the one who prepares your tables before you, not only in your dining rooms with every single meal that passes your lips, but through the office of the Holy Ministry. The Good Shepherd continues through his under-shepherds to prepare another table as well. A table where the forgiveness of sins overflows. A table that is there for you to partake of again and again, as it has been practiced since the time of the early church, for they devoted themselves to the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, which is the breaking of bread and the prayers. God prepares a table where his goodness and mercy will pursue you all the days of your life. It is at this table that you cannot help but dwell in the house of the Lord. For it is at this table that a heavenly feast takes place and will continue on for eternity. There is no need to search for anything else to become complete and gain peace and happiness on your own. For you all belong to the have category that sets you apart. God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you for the forgiveness of your sins. And through faith in his merits, you have eternal life. That grace is sufficient for you, and it brings much rejoicing. Yes, as confessed through the Introit, rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad with her, all you who love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all you who mourn for her. But listen to the blessed pointing of the verse that follows. That you may feed and be satisfied with the consolation of her bosom. That you may drink deeply and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.